The story of the West Virginia Mine Wars, a bloody part of our nation's labor history, has been told in film, song, and even modern dance. Seriously, dancer and choreographer Tonita Akers Toler used the Mine Wars as inspiration for a modern dance piece. Tonita is a native of Raleigh County in southern West Virginia. And she's the founder and managing artistic director of the West Virginia Dance Company, the only professional touring dance company in the state. Inside Appalachia, Folkways reporter Jordan Lovejoy is a former dance student of Tonita's. Last year, before the pandemic, Jordan visited one of Tonita's recent dances and has this story.
In 1977, when Tonita Akers Toler graduated from the Conservatory of the Arts at Point Park College in Pittsburgh, she had a choice to make as a dancer: move to a city like New York or return home to West Virginia.
And I did ponder that heavily because I loved the dance in New York. But you know what? I love my mom and dad, and I love the mountains. And that's, I just love home.
She chose West Virginia, and she founded the Appalachian Dance and Music Ensemble, which would later be known as the West Virginia Dance Company.
People laugh at me for saying this, but I wanted to share dance with my people. So I felt there was a need here. We had lots of excellent dance schools, but we didn't have any really thing intensely in modern dance at all. And we didn't have a professional touring dance company.
Building a modern dance company in a heavily rural space like West Virginia may have seemed like a long shot to some, but Tonita sees it differently.
I personally feel that I have had more of an opportunity to grow and to learn because I am here. I don't know, I just feel like a lot of us would not have gotten the opportunities to grow as artists if we weren't here.
Her dance company travels widely to rural communities throughout West Virginia, performing in a variety of spaces. Because there aren't the same resources that big cities have, they often manage their own light design, sound production, costuming, promotion, booking, and grant writing. It's a similar situation for many other artists in rural areas.
Because the struggle also brings knowledge.
Tanita's longtime friend and co-artistic director of the West Virginia Dance Company, dancer Donald Laney, sees another advantage: the low cost of living.
Where else can I make a living in the arts and not pick up any other jobs? So I've never had a real job. Like, I've always done the arts, you know what I mean? So, and Tanita's created that for us, which is amazing, you know, because most people don't think West Virginia would have something like this.
The company has always been committed to telling Appalachian stories through dance. Over the years, they've performed pieces that explore labor history, literature by writers from the area, the struggles of addiction, and even the relationship between people and the environment. For Tonita, art is communication. And modern dance is communication through the language of movement. It's really the same storytelling process a writer uses. But instead of selecting words to tell a story, Tonita and Donald carefully choose unique movements.
So, I mean, we train our bodies, so our physical, our bodies tell stories.
And every piece works differently.
Modern dance encompasses so many different styles of language communication. You know, it can be extremely abstract and totally just about different energies of the human body, juxtapositions of those. It can be a piece that has an idea and incorporates an audience.
An encounter with West Virginia glassmaker Ron Hinkle sparked the idea for one of Tanita's more recent pieces. Her son gave her a vase made by Hinkle, and then she heard him speak about his glassmaking craft at an arts conference. He mentioned that people thought his workers looked like they were dancing. Like dancers, glassmakers often have to move quickly and with precise intention to create their pieces before the glass cools and hardens.
He said, so many people have said it's like we're dancing. And he said, I've always wanted to, you know, see a dance about that. And I went, oh.
Tonita wanted to thank Hinkle for the vase he made. And their conversation inspired her to create a performance piece based on his work. The piece is called Catching Light.
Thank you.
Tanita and Donald often work with West Virginia artists and musicians to create a uniquely local sonic experience, like in Catching Light. In the score, we hear a focus on elements like the sizzle of fire and the vibration of air as a finger glides across the top of a wine glass. On stage, six dancers wear glistening, iridescent pants to give the appearance of glass. Their bodies move through yoga-type shapes and angles to suggest glass transitioning from liquid to solid. A few minutes into the piece, a voice begins narrating the process of making glass. That voice belongs to West Virginia storyteller and musician Adam Booth. He also scored the music for the section of the dance we're hearing. And during a performance of Catching Light, Booth's narration plays through speakers as the dancers move with his words. Here's Booth narrating the beginning steps of glassmaking in the dance.
We start the process with the gathering of the glass in the furnace. What we have in the furnace is molten, clear glass. It's like a crucible in there. We take the punty, which is the blowpipe, and accumulate glass on the end. We spin the punty and dip its end into the pool of molten glass. Right now, the glass is formless.
As Booth speaks, the dancers swirl into different directions across the stage. They fling pieces of flowy white fabric to represent the chaotic movement of hot, liquid glass as the spinning blowpipe pulls it from the fire.
Then, we roll the glass on a slab of iron or carbon. This is called marvering, and is where the glass begins to take form.
The dancers spin forward and kneel like rolled glass. Their quick and precise movements mirror glass being shaped by a maker. Next, the dancers spin upwards into a standing position, as if their bodies were being pulled by an unseen hand. For a brief moment, they focus on their hands, palms open and facing up, before they are swirled and twirled across the stage again, their iridescent pants shimmering as they reflect the stage lights. Their bodies are like pieces of glass catching light. Adam Booth's narration and the dancers' movements also illustrate and interpret other parts of the glassmaking process. Fusing different pieces together, breaking and picking designs into the glass, or forming bubbles by dipping a piece into an optic mold. As the first half of the piece ends, Booth's voice draws our focus back to the connection between dancer and glassmaker. Careful, intentional movement in the process of creation.
But the hands and the breath and the mind of the artist are the real tools that give life to the molten glass.
In order to get it to live and become a bigger structure, the human being actually breathes into the art form, so part of their chemistry is always in that piece of art.
The living gives life to that which is inanimate. Or is it inanimate? Perhaps the glass only joins with us to find life and give a blessing.
For Tanita, one of the key fascinations she had with glass was its human element. The glass's transformation from solid to liquid to solid again could only be performed by the body and breath of a craftsperson. Similarly, a dance only comes to life by the body and breath of the dancers, especially as they perform the story for an audience. The audience, says Tanita, brings the final crucial element to the dance. Without them, there would be no story to share. And modern dance is a shared storytelling event between dancer and spectator.
They would have a certain feeling about the whole thing, but it leaves the 50% where they can bring their own experiences into watching it, and then they could have their own story.
This relationship, built through storytelling, became evident to me at a recent West Virginia Dance Company performance. After the dance, the audience had a chance to talk with the dancers and choreographers about the performance. Here's what audience members Larry Davis, Marcus Fioravante, and Ethan Sir had to say about their experience.
You have made so much difference in this space right here with your choreography and dancing and performing and everything.
Anything I go to see any performance for is just, it's just part of capturing that magic and the love of the art.
I know it's very narrative, it's very expressive. And so I guess I'm just trying to be swept along for the journey.
And that shared storytelling experience with fellow West Virginians is exactly what Tanita hoped to accomplish.
Thank you for coming to share, because it doesn't mean a thing for us to write our stories in movement without you. So thank you so much. Enjoy.
This event was one of the West Virginia Dance Company's last live performances before the pandemic forced them to cancel the rest of their season. But they have been doing some digital performances online, and Tanita says they hope to resume their in-person performances as soon as it's safe. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Jordan Lovejoy.